I'm John Clark with the live feed, sitting here with A Rocket to the Moon. We've got Justin.
And Nick.
And Nick.
our bass player is sleeping, okay. And drummers, I don't know where he's at.
Okay. Okay, well, first question I had for you is, what was the origin of A Rocket to the Moon? How'd you guys come up with the band name, first off?
I mean, there's no real clever story behind it. I kind of started the band by myself a couple years ago as kind of a little joke, and I just needed something to put as like the name of it, and I didn't want to just do my name, Nick Santino, because I thought that was kind of boring. And I don't know really, like when I started it, I was making a lot of electronic kind of stuff, and it wasn't really, like it didn't have like a lot of guitar or anything. It was a lot of electronic drums and synths and like vocoders and stuff.
Okay.
And so I was kind of thinking of just little futuristic, spacey kind of names, and for some reason A Rocket to the Moon clicked in my head, and I was like, yeah, it's not going to be serious anyways. And then one thing led to another, and here we are now.
Where you are now.
Yeah. Nice.
You said back when you formed the band, how did you go about, I mean, gathering everybody else? How did that process go?
We had like a manager that I worked with for a little bit, and he introduced me to one of his good friends, Eric, who's our bass player now, and then he introduced me to Justin because he was managing the band that Justin's in called Brighton, and Justin and I just kind of wrote a couple songs for Rocket, like as a co-write, and then kind of one thing led to another with that, and he kind of stepped in and joined the band because we didn't really have another guitar player. We kind of just had friends that filled in for a little bit, and then we met our drummer Andrew. He used to be in a band called The Receiving End of Sirens from my area, called from Boston, Massachusetts, and they recorded with the producer that we did our first record, or our only record, I guess, Matt Squire, a couple years ago with Trios, and we were looking for a drummer when we were doing ours, and Matt was like, "What about Andrew from The Receiving End of Sirens?" And you know, right after he hit up Andrew. Called me and was like, "Hey, I'm super interested," and he came out with us for Warped Tour, and he's been with us since the summer. So
that's how we all
kind of so it's kind of just friends of friends and stuff. So
oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Bamboozle, which was in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
What was it like being on Total Request Live and MTV and all that?
That was cool. That was just me and him that were doing it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Rocket wasn't signed at the time.
Okay.
We actually ended up signing a couple weeks later. But that was all like hidden or whatever, because that little program that we were supposed to be on, like the segment that TRL was doing that day, was supposed to be like these unsigned buzzworthy bands or whatever, but we already had like a contract working out with Fueled by Ramen. So, TRL doesn't exist anymore, yeah. So I can say that stuff.
Exactly.
But we were already dealing with Fueled by Ramen at the time and finishing up the contract. And so MTV was a blast. It was definitely weird. Because we, you know, have never done anything with TV, because that was like the start of the band. So
grew up watching it, so it was cool.
Yeah, going home from school and turning on TRL and watching Eminem videos and stuff.
And now you're actually on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was awesome.
Very cool. You were a part of the Music Saves Lives and the Vans Warped Tour,
mm-hmm.
and that whole bit. What was that like? And
I mean, for Warped Tour, I think all we really did was we had signings pretty much every day with them. We'd go to their tent, and they would just have, you know, a couple hour, like an hour or two or whatever, of however long the lines were of, we would just sign stuff for kids.
Yeah.
It was just really cool. And, we ended up becoming friends with all the people that run it. And it was just a pretty cool thing to do for our Warped Tour hot summer days.
Mm-hmm. Cool thing to be a part of, cause they're a good organization. So it's cool to help them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
They helped us out too. So
got a way to reach out to the fans and everything.
Exactly.
And for a good cause too, at the same time.
Definitely.
And then just recently you released On Your Side, your new album. What was that overall experience like? I mean, what was it like putting out that album as a whole?
It was cool, like, because it's our first, you know, real record and out in stores, and it's cool. It was so bizarre going to, like, Target and seeing our CD in there and stuff. So it was rad seeing that, and then just recording it, everything about it was cool.
Writing,
fun.
Recording, everything about like going into it. Like you said, it was our first actual like studio record that we've done. Like we've all, you know, in past bands or whatever, have recorded and released stuff on our own, but to actually go in the studio, like a real studio in Los Angeles, and you know,
live there for a month
and record with a real producer that's done like some platinum records. It's like pretty cool feeling, you know, to come out of it and to actually have a CD that you can sell in stores and
sure.
you know. So it's pretty cool. I can't wait to do the second one now.
Well, that's something to look forward to. Yeah. What would be? I mean, one at a time. What's your favorite cut off of the album? Off your newest album? Do you have a favorite?
They're all like your kids, but I like She's Killing Me, and I like
that one. I like Baby Blue Eyes
too. Baby Blue Eyes.
Baby Blue Eyes was like the first song that we wrote for the record, and
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And like we used to, the more countryish ones are my favorite ones.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Basic question: mm-hmm. What would you say your major influences are?
Anywhere for me, anywhere from, you know, John Lennon to the Beatles in general to Brad Paisley and, like, you know, modern country to, like, Johnny Cash, like, old school country and mm-hmm. kind of everything in between, like, pop and, you know, I don't really hate styles of music. I kind of like everything, so
sure.
I kind of just take it from anything, you know. You can kind of, even if it's, like, something like hip-hop and you don't play anything like hip-hop, you can kind of take some influence from it, you know, whether it's, like, their lyrics or a little melody or a hook or something like that.
Same thing. I listen to, you know, everything, and we listen to, like, you know, a lot of Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts and Tim McGraw and just everything. We've grown up listening to that stuff, so, you know, our friends and family who we spend time around, you know, just all combined into one thing.
It's all a major... Okay. Yeah, sure. Like, on this past album you did, the music-making process for the band, I mean, what is that process like for you guys?
Usually... starts off with Nick and I, and
yeah, this last record it was like Justin and I got together for a couple of weeks and wrote pretty much every song just on acoustic guitar and recorded demos in my bedroom and sent them out to the producer and the label and stuff, and then we kind of got together for a couple of weeks with the band and built them like with drums and bass and all sure. that stuff, kind of just got like a real structure of the songs, and then took it to the studio, and like surprisingly not a lot, you know, you think going into the studio the producer would change a lot of your stuff, but we kept, you know, I can't even get a percentage, probably like 90-95% of like the songs like were that's our cool. stuff, and then we didn't really have to trash anything or redo anything, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good sign.
Last few questions here. What would you say your biggest challenge as a band would be? Do you have like a
keeping the fans' attention?
Yeah,
just it's such, their attention spans are so short these days with
everything that's everything. Digital and, you know, networking, whatever, like Twitter and all that stuff. It's like
billions of bands.
Yeah, it sucks because sometimes you think that kids care about, you know, what you ate for lunch because they read it on your Twitter rather yeah. than listening to like a song that you spent time on and mm-hmm. you know the reason why you're actually doing it. So
kind of forces yeah. you to stay a little more active.
Exactly,
with, it does.
With
yeah.
the social networks like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Which is a good thing. I mean, we're going to have to grow with it. And so it, you know, keeps us trying to, you know, be involved with the fans just as much. And
yeah.
so.
Yeah. And just trying to keep one step ahead of whatever else is going on. You know, if you get kind of caught in like the same crowd, then you're not really going to progress anywhere. So
yeah.
just keeping our minds open and trying to do the next cool thing before it happens, I guess.
And making sure everybody knows about it, too.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Right. In the past, maybe with some of your shows or anything while you've been on tour now, most embarrassing experience?
Let me think. I mean, I can't really think of anything that's happened to me besides forgetting lyrics and yeah. stupid stuff like that. Like
Our bass player,
he's the most embarrassing one of the band.
He fell at Warped Tour the first day. He like tripped over.
First day of Warped yeah. Tour, and the first show that Andrew, our drummer, has ever played with us, and he fell off the drum riser and like fell into me and knocked stuff over.
And then when he like tried to get up, he unplugged himself and stuff.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, he's the embarrassing one of the band. So.
So they take care of enough embarrassment for you guys.
Yeah, though. Exactly.
For the whole band. Okay.
I have voice cracks all the time. And mm-hmm. I say stupid stuff in between songs that I think is funny, but nobody gets.
Yeah. So. He'll say it like loud enough for where only he can hear it. So yeah. everyone in the crowd is just like
what'd you
what?
Say? Yeah.
I don't get it. Or him and our bass player won't like hear each other on stage. So they'll ask the same question like exactly. 3 seconds apart. Like, how you guys feeling tonight? How you guys feeling tonight? Like, you just asked that a second ago, but
last
it's not
question.
The worst.
Yeah.
It's not like we're naked or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Last question, and then we'll maybe get to some music here.
Cool.
When you guys aren't performing and are on tour, I know we were talking about, you know, when you have days off and stuff mm-hmm. like that. What do you like to do? What is?
I don't know.
We're kind of girly. We like to shop.
Yeah.
I like to go shopping.
So. We like buying stuff.
We pretty much, you know, just relax and sit on the computer and go on internet. And
it's rare on tour to have a day off to where you don't, it's not a day off because it's a long drive. So yeah. If we have a day off and we're not driving or we don't have any, like, you know, anything to do, we just really like to relax or
make sure we're in like a decent city that we can actually, if we want to go out and do something, yeah.
Like Winona, Minnesota.
Exactly.
I knew it. Exactly. I knew it. That's about it for questions. So
cool.
You want to give us a heads up on what we're going to be listening to here?
Yeah, we'll play like two songs or something if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do, want to do, this song is called Mr. Right. It's we released a video for it, but we're coming out with this little kind of folky EP. And we redid a couple of songs from our record, and this is one of the songs that we did for it. So,
okay, Mr. Right, A Rocket to the Moon. Cool.
My girlfriend's got a boyfriend, funny. He doesn't make a dime all day. And all their girlfriends' boyfriends make money. What more can I say? It's true. He never made it through a day of school. The only thing he studied was you. He knows your body better than you do. And maybe I'm your Mr. Right. And baby, maybe I'm the wrong you like. And maybe I'm a shot in the dark and you're the morning light. Whoa. And maybe this is sad but true. And baby, maybe you've got nothing to lose. You could be the best of me when I'm the worst for you. My girlfriend's got a boyfriend, funny. You catch to meet up with a boyfriend. Girlfriend who's stunning, she's such a sight to see. Oh, it's true. The moment he laid eyes on you, he knew the only wish he wanted came true. He knows he's lucky that he met someone like you. And maybe I'm your Mr. Right. And baby, maybe I'm the wrong you like. And maybe I'm a shot in the dark and you're the morning light. Whoa. And maybe this is sad but true. And baby, maybe you've got nothing to lose. You could be the best of me when I'm the worst for you. Can always change your mind. And you can't change mine. And maybe I'm your Mr. Right. And baby, maybe I'm the wrong you like. And maybe I'm a shot in the dark and you're the morning light. Whoa. And maybe this is sad but true. And baby, maybe you've got nothing to lose. You could be the best of me when I'm the worst for you. And I'm the worst for you. I just forgot, just talking about forgetting the lyrics, and I forgot the lyrics in the second
verse.
There
we go. Nice.
And this song is actually our current single that we're going to radio with, and you know, we did a video for it, and hopefully it'll be on cool channels like MTV and VH1 and stuff really soon. So this song is a nice little breakup kind of love song, good and bad. It's called Like We Used To.
About being mature.
Mature. I can feel her breath as she's sleeping next to me, sharing pillows and cold feet. She can feel my heart fell asleep to its beat under blankets and warm sheets. If only I could be in that bed again. If only it were me instead of him. And does he watch your favorite movies? Does he hold you when you cry? Does he let you tell him all your favorite parts when you've seen it a million times? Does he sing to all your music while you dance to Purple Rain? And does he do like I used to? Months and 7 days ago. Oh, I know you know how we felt about that night. And just your skin against the window, and you took it slow, and we both know it should have been me inside that car. Should have been me instead of him in the dark. And does he watch your favorite movies? Does he hold you when you cry? Does he let you tell him all your favorite parts when you've seen it a million times? Does he sing to all your music while you dance to Purple Rain? And does he do like I used to? I know love happens all the time, love. You're on my mind, love. And that happens all the time, love. Yeah. Will he love you like I loved you? Will he tell you every day? Will he make you feel like you're invincible with every word he'll say? Can you promise me if this one's right, don't throw it all away? Can you do? Will you do like we used to? Like we used to.
Woo!
Nice.
Cool.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Really liking the new single, without a doubt.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.